Hey, back here on Downtown on a Monday afternoon, time for some Bruins talk. And we welcome in our friend Ty Anderson of 98.5 The Sports Hub in Boston. How's your Monday going, Ty?
Hey, Rich, how are we doing today?
Not too bad, although we got a little snow and ice up here. It's kind of taking some of the joy out of early spring.
Yeah, it's kind of similar here where I am in terms of it feels like I live in a wind tunnel, essentially, and so I can never tell if it's nice out or if it's crappy out. But yeah, we're almost there. We're almost out of it, so hopefully that's coming soon.
Just a little bump in the road, and well, it won't be too long before we're talking playoff hockey. In the meantime, the Bruins need to, I don't know, do they need to right the ship a little bit, or is this just a bump in the road?
Well, you know, I think it's a little bit of both, right? They've been an up and down team all year long, just based on, you know, their personnel and what they're missing and what they need and what they can't get, you know, between now and perhaps the offseason when they're going to have more money. This is sort of where they are, and this is who they've been. And so you hope this is just a valley and not a, you know, true breaking point for this team. But, you know, if you go 3 months without, you know, without back-to-back losses as regulation, you tend to be a pretty good team. And so I think for them, it's just about getting back their foundation more than anything else.
Well, it sounds like Jim Montgomery isn't thrilled with the way things went against the Flyers and maybe even with practice.
Yeah, absolutely. And this has been, you know, this is sort of what we're talking about, right? When we talk about the team, we talk about the valleys and sort of their low points, it tends to be their defense, and their defense allowing too many chances against, too many shots on goal, too many high danger looks. And sort of that's been the problem for them. And that was the problem in the third period of the game against Philly. You know, they fight and they get back in it, but they're basically spend the next 15 minutes trying to give it away. And so that's the problem for this team. And that's what they have to sort of work on, you know, between now and the playoffs, because if you have a couple of those games in the playoffs, your season's over. And that's sort of, I think the message that, you know, Jim Montgomery and the coaching staff has to hammer home is that they've got to get this part of their game, the ugliest part of their game in all respects, squared away between now and game one.
Well, one of the guys who didn't play great at times in that third period was Linus Ullmark. But as you pointed out, they probably wouldn't have been in the position they were in had he not played so well earlier in the game.
Yeah, exactly. And it's sort of the same thing with Danton Heinen. You know, like, guys are players that, you know, they end up kind of getting the GOAT label, and not the GOAT label that you'd like at the end of the day. But you know, they're in a tied game because of Heinen's game time goal, and they're in the game and not down by five because of Linus Ullmark. And so, you know, some rough endings to their days, but you kind of have to look at it, you know, with a bit of, yeah, but because of the way they played and the way they put you in position to win that game in the third period of play.
We're talking with Ty Anderson here on Downtown. What's going on with Brad Marchand lately?
Yeah, you know, this is really interesting. There's potential that there's an injury at play here because of the fact that, you know, he has been getting some maintenance days here and there. You know, they're maybe reducing his workload just a little bit, trying to get him, you know, back to feeling himself. I think right now, I think the biggest thing is that, you know, he's stuck on goal 399. And, you know, he wants number 400 like any player does, but are you pressing too much? You know, are you looking for the perfect play or the perfect highlight? You know, that's not really Marchand's nature, I know. But you know, it's been noticeable that since he's been on 399, he's kind of been stuck there at 399, trying to get career goal number 400. So, you know, he's a player that he scores in bunches. I think the biggest thing that you could take away from this game on Saturday is, despite the fact that, you know, the slump continued, or the slump has been ongoing from a goal scoring standpoint, he's still been a pretty effective passer. You know, he has 9 assists in his last 15 games. Those aren't Marchand levels, I know. But, you know, he's not a complete ghost out there. It's just, he really feels like he needs that goal number 400 to kind of open the floodgates for him.
Well, they take on the Florida Panthers tomorrow night. And as you've also written, most of the time this season, they've been able to rise to the occasion against the better teams. Is this a good opportunity for them to bounce back and play strong tomorrow night against a fellow contender?
Yeah, Rich, you know, if you're asking me, name the 5 best games of the year for the Bruins in terms of how they played, I'm putting both of the Florida games to date in that top 5. I think, you know, they overcome an 0-2 deficit in their first head-to-head meeting of the season. And then in the second one down in Florida, they had, I think, what was their best third period of the year. The Panthers at one point went 16 minutes without a shot on goal. And so that's impressive to me that you can hold that team at bay for that long in their own building. It was a physical game. It was a rough game. That was the first game after Charlie McAvoy elbowed or hit in the head, however you want to call it, Oliver Ekman-Larsson. So the Panthers had revenge on their mind, and the Bruins were ready for that fight, ready for that challenge. So, you know, I think that this team brings the best out of them. That's probably natural given what happened last year. But this is a big statement, right? Like, you kind of look at the slide they've been on or maybe where their game is at right now, and you want them to improve, sure. But a win against Florida, a win against Tampa, you know, look good against Carolina in a week or so. Like, those mean something this time of year. And I think that's how the Bruins are embracing Tuesday's game down in Sunrise.
And while we talk about it being an up-and-down season, as you pointed out, this loss to Philly is the first time, what, since Christmas that they've lost back-to-back games in regulation.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's sort of the, you know, this is why it's important for context with all of this, right? Like, I understand you never want to be, you know, sliding or losing multiple games in a row this time of year. However, it's been a while since they've had a game where they've gotten nothing out of it, or back-to-back games where they've gotten nothing out of it, right? And so I think that, you know, you look at it two ways, right? Like, this is going to happen, but B, how do you respond? How do you, you know, like, I think there are lessons to be taken from those losses, and namely the fact that this is how the playoffs are going to be played. Like, the playoffs are going to be tight checking. They're going to be close games. There's not going to be a lot of room out there. So this team has to break through. They have to get shots on goal. You know, you look at Thursday's game against the Rangers, Saturday against Philadelphia, they really weren't generating much of anything, right? So they got to get back to generating looks, high-quality looks at that, and really their top dogs, you know, Pastrnak, Marchand, Coyle, Zacha, like, these guys got to get back to producing at the level that we know they can produce at, the level they have produced at, if you're the Bruins.
So with 10 games left in the season, what is the strength of this team headed into the playoffs?
You know, I think their strength is probably, obviously, it's their goaltending and really kind of their ability to settle things down, right? Like, when their goalies are playing their game and settling things down and getting that key frozen, you know, puck, that key whistle, like, that's when this team is able to kind of find their legs, right? Like, when you get into a topsy-turvy back-and-forth kind of game, it kind of highlights their weaknesses, right? So it begins in net for them, and then it begins outward. You know, I think that Lindholm and Carlo have been a bit of a downward slide here of late, but we know that can flip really quickly. You know, we've seen that before with this team, with that defensive pairing. So I think really it begins in their own zone and then outward. When that's going, that's when they're at their best.
Ty Anderson, 98.5, the Sports Hub, some Bruins talk here on a Monday afternoon. Ty, great to catch up with you as always. Have yourself a good weekend. We'll talk with you again before too long.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Ty Anderson here on Downtown.